Previously on 37.
Who are you anyway?
Jackoff Nofsky. I'm with CPU.
Well, just remember, I'm the narrator around here, okay? Right, where were we? Oh yes, on the brink of total nuclear annihilation. The gang have been looking desperately for the key to the American nuclear arsenal, but they can't find it, and now they've only got 3 hours before the planet goes kablooey. Personally, I don't think they know their arsenals from their elbows.
Where the hell have you put that key?
I don't know!
Think, George, think!
But that's what I pay other people to do for me! Oi, get off here, you oversexed mongrel!
And don't even think about trying it with me, you little bastard. I'll kick you out the window.
Bad, he's only being playful.
We don't have time for this. Get that damn mud out of here.
Okay, come on, Barney. If you're good, I'll play with you when we finish looking for this key.
If we don't find it, the only thing you'll be playing with is a harp.
This is pointless. We've trashed the place and haven't even turned up Candy's secret stash of porn.
How'd you know about that? What are you talking about?
But the key must be in here. We've interrogated everyone and had the opportunity to take it.
Except for two people. The last two people who might have taken it.
But the last people in here were me and John. Now, obviously you don't think it's us, do you guys? Guys?
Why are you looking at us like that?
Get him! What the heck?
Wag my bush, come on! You want this pork pie, don't you, Fatty?
Yes, yes, please give me the pork pie.
Then tell us what we want to know.
Okay, George left us in the Oval Office for 5 minutes on our own, but nothing happened. Honest. Now please give us a bite, please.
How's it going in here?
He's still sticking to the nothing happened story. What about Tony?
The same. Now come on, Fatty. We got a pork pie here just for you. It's brimming with mashed up trotters and snouts. So what do you say?
Please give me the pie.
Come on! Or we'll have to start tempting you with the eclair.
Oh God, not the eclair.
It could get messy. Come on, just tell us the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Ah, I can almost smell the chocolate fondant and the fresh cream.
All right, I'll tell. Tony went out of the room for a minute, and I thought I'd have a rootle around, and I found Condi's stash of hardcore.
It's not mine.
Where is it now?
It's in the broom cupboard in the east corridor under some old rags.
Okay, you go and work on Tony while I check out his story.
Can I have my pie now?
Whack my bush.
God, you bastard! Come on, Tony, just tell the truth! Remember, this is hurting me more than it's hurting you! No, it bloody isn't! Anyway, I've told you everything I know!
Okay, Tony, we're gonna have to get rough.
Ha! There's nothing you can do to me that Cherie can do 10 times worse!
We thought of that, Tony.
Come on in, Cherie!
Hello, Tony.
Oh, shit! Hello, love. You're looking lovely today.
Okay. Spill the beans or the locker's in here for 10 minutes. Just you and me. And this nutmeg grater.
All right! This is what happened! John left me alone for a minute in the Oval Office and... Ah, yes. This is more like it. I'm in the big chair now, getting ready for a newscast to the world. Citizens of the world, as your heroic leader and much-loved all-powerful emperor, I have decided to grant the wish which you voted for by text after I won the X Factor. I will allow you to worship me as a living god.
What? That's it?
Hey, good idea, Tony. I might use that one for my next State of the Union address.
Whack my bush.
Okay, George. We're gonna hypnotize you to find out exactly what you did on the day the key disappeared. Just look at this watch.
Well, I don't know how easy it's gonna be, because I'm pretty strong-minded.
Okay. You're going back in time. Back. Back.
Mama. Mama!
Not that far back, you idiot. Back 2 days ago. What did you do?
I did a doo-doo in the plant pot.
God damn it, I've told him not to do that.
Hey, George, cluck like a chicken. Brilliant.
That isn't helping, Fatty. What else did you do, George?
I played with Barney and saw a bunch of people, and then I went to bed.
Oh, shit. Okay, George, wake up.
Whoa! So, did I solve the problem and save the world? Did I, huh? Huh?
No, you just wasted 10 minutes of my last hour on Earth, during which I could have been eating. I'm out of here.
Yeah, you're useless, George. Just useless. What are we gonna do, Candy?
I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. What any sensible girl with less than an hour to live would do. I'm hitting the tequila and finding me a man.
Whack by Bush.
Ah, oh, come on, Electra. Work that ass, baby.
Arnie.
Shit! Candy! Is that what he looks like?
Don't worry. I like a man who gets himself started. Now come here and pump some iron with me.
Wow, nice tongue. Okay, Candy, let's be gentle.
Screw that. Give it to me hard and fast.
Whack my bush, you fabulous beast.
Yeah! I think they were mean to me too, Barney. Just because I lost that key and doomed the world to nuclear destruction, nobody's talking to me. It's not fair! What do you mean you've got the key? You stole it as a practical joke? Well, I think that's in very poor taste, Barney. You could have destroyed the world. Now give me the key and let's go. We've only got 2 minutes to save the planet.
Whack by Bush.
Ah, come on. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Hey, guys, come quick.
Not too quick.
I just found the key and saved the world with only 3 seconds to spare. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that's great, honey. Now, why don't you go and find Tony and tell him the good news? And close the door behind you.
Sure thing. And when you two have finished your naked wrestling match, you can come and join us for the celebration.
So, I hope we never speak about this again.
Except in internet chat rooms?
Well, that goes without saying.
So, George W. saved the world. Bet you never thought you'd hear anyone say that. And after all those shenanigans, everything's back to normal. And we can sleep safe in our beds until the next episode of...
Whack My Bush. And then I just put the key in like this and turned it.
Well done, sugar. You really did save the day.
I guess now I should press the reset button.
Reset button? What reset button?
This big red one.
George, no!